This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. I kicked Robbie out and I'm joined now in the studio with Joe Ball, the CEO of Switchboard. Hey Joe, how's it going?
I'm going so well. It's always a pleasure to be on Joy.
Now, we last night were at a great event for Thorn Harbour Health. We were a part of their hypothetical.
I was sitting next to you, actually.
And I must say, you were very, very passionate and very inspiring. It was actually really great sitting next to you for that event. If any of you didn't get a chance to watch it live via Facebook, it was also on Channel 31. You can check out the Thorn Harbour Facebook page. It was a really good event where we were talking about different things that affect our communities in lots of different ways. And it was really interesting, quite a few of the conversations that came up from the panel.
There was definitely some provocations, which is exactly what we need to do around some of these issues, is flesh them out. Mm. There's a lot of things that we're not unified on. And that would help to get onto the same page about, but we're only going to be able to do that through conversation.
That's so true. Which brings us to our next conversation, because now that was at Deakin Edge last night at Federation Square, and next Tuesday, Switchboard are hosting an event as a part of Midsummer called Speak Up, I Can't Hear You. Now, for the past 28 years, Switchboard Victoria has been listening to the stories of many of us, of many of the individuals in our LGBTQIA+ communities. But what they're doing here is having a panel that digs deeper into the stories we tell and how they shape who we are. I find this so interesting because it's really flipping the switch from what you guys do at Switchboard, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And I think I think there is a lot of great storytelling that goes on in our community, but I think we wanted to just like go into this place of thinking about why do we tell the stories? Why are they important? And whose voices are being heard? Mm. So there is some, like there's a particular sort of the panelists we have, Dr. Lou Bennett, who is a Yorta Yorta woman, which is Aboriginal country out near Shepparton. And there's Christos Sholkis, who is a Greek man, and Carolyn De Cruz, who has done a lot of study around decolonization. And so there's a bit of a theme across the panel of looking at intersectionality and which voices are being heard, and which voices are speaking up, which ones are being heard, and which ones are we listening to, and how is that shaping and changing the story of what it means to be queer. And I think there's some really inspired, I guess, by the Marriage Equality Survey.
I think a lot. I mean, I know it's now over a year, but a lot of what we're doing and how we're doing it has been inspired by that. But it's really great to see the diversity and intersectionality that's happening.
Yeah, I think, you know, during the Marriage Equality Survey, we had to tell our own stories, and we had to also promote stories in order to win over the vote, and that had certain consequences, because I think there was the personal stories that we told to our direct loved ones, and there's a cost that has with telling those stories, but also I think there's a broad kind of macro cost with the stories that were told through things like the advertising. And a lot of people, you know, there was particular stories told and ones that weren't told.
I
think that's what we're trying to be provocative. You know, I'm all for that, because I really believe in conversation. So the name is provocative, like Speak Up, I Can't Hear You. But we want to dialogue with the community about these important issues. And I mean, I should mention it's also a fundraiser.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I mean, for those of you that don't know, I don't know why you wouldn't, Switchboard's an absolutely fantastic organisation that provides both online and via the phone a space for people within our communities to be able to reach out and to be able to have someone to talk to. And we often talk about a lot of the big issues that we're talking about, like when during marriage equality, a lot of people were concerned on many different ways and would have reached out and called. But also the beauty of Switchboard is it is actually a voice, another person on the other line, whether that be online or off the phone, to be able to reach out if you are concerned, if you don't know how to deal with something, if you don't know how to talk to someone about something. And it's an absolutely fantastic organisation. But it is really great that we're doing this and going, who aren't we hearing from? Because we do hear from the same people. We do hear the same narratives. And as a cis gay male, you know, I often have talked about it here on this show, we get the lion's share of the narrative or the voice that happens. And it's important to not just hear from the other parts of our rainbow or communities, but to figure out why we're not listening to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's something we're trying to, that's the heart of what we're trying to get at with this event, and to I guess raise up those voices. And I mean, we're very grateful to have, I mean, these speakers are very high profile speakers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, people probably know who Christos Tsolkas is. You know, he wrote, I guess most famously for our community, he wrote what was then made into the film Head On.
Yeah.
So he wrote the book Loaded that became Head On. He wrote the controversial The Slap.
He's also a really excellent speaker. Like the perspective he brings to things, he's been on different shows on Joy before, and the perspective he brings to things really does make you think.
Yeah, look, he's an ambassador for the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, so he's a pretty well-rounded guy about interested in social justice issues. Mm. Dr. Lou Bennett, if there was any, you know, if anyone has ever followed her career, it's pretty amazing. She was the lead singer of Titus that toured with Archie Roach and the Black Arm Band, and she wrote, you know, most of the songs for Titus for generations, and that is an incredible, you know, contribution to the Australian music scene. And lately, she's really stepped into the space of being an academic and talking about Aboriginal languages. So I think she's going to bring so much to the thing about storytelling from an artist's point of view, but storytelling and academia and language. And
so how exactly is the panel going to work? Do we know?
It's going to be held by Mama Alto. She's going to like facilitate the panel, who is a celebrity in her own right.
So true.
Let alone being a facilitator.
and it's already having such a very busy, very, very busy midsummer. Gender Euphoria is happening tomorrow night. It's all sold out. Mama is all over the place, but doing an absolutely wonderful job. And that'll be very interesting because Mama has a very cool but polite way to push buttons, which I always really enjoy.
Yeah. I think she's an extremely respectful person, but she doesn't shy away from the hard topics.
No.
And I think, really, I mean, Mama Alto is such a beloved friend of Switchboard. She volunteers her time all the time. People probably don't realise that, but she came to our end of year event for our older persons visiting program and sang to the older people we support. I mean, she gives so much time, and we're so lucky to have her. And I think in some ways she embodies what it means to be Switchboard, about having the courageous conversations and listening and contributing.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, well, I want people to come and buy the tickets. I mean, look, we are, you know, we're about half sold, as I say it right now. So there's still more tickets, but they are flying out the door.
Yeah. And I think it's really important. We look at Midsummer, and as a performer myself, it's like, come and see my show, come and see this. But it's really great as a part of Midsummer, and that Switchboard is doing this, that you get to actually listen. You get to hear interesting conversations, hear different perspectives. It's such an important thing of this festival that we have. It's more than just looking at the razzle dazzle, and it's great that we have this opportunity to hear from these speakers and to really listen to things, what's going on and what you need to think about in different parts of our community. So the actual event is happening next Tuesday, and it's happening at Federation Square at Deakin Edge. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get tickets, you can just jump to the Midsummer website where tickets will be available, and you can just look up, so if you type in the search section, Speak Up or Switchboard, or if you go to Switchboard's website, I'm sure the events page will have all the information there that you need. And after doing the hypothetical last night, it is really fantastic to be a part of the conversation by going and listening to these speakers and then talking to them afterwards. I love some of the conversations that we had.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely great. And this is a really brilliant opportunity to think about who you're not listening to and how you can hear these voices and process the voices in our communities differently. It's happening next Tuesday night at Speak Up, I Can't Hear You, a fundraiser for Switchboard and a great panel discussion organised by Switchboard. Joe Ball, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Absolute pleasure,
it's
Dean.
A pleasure having you here at Joy anytime. You're on Mad Wednesdays, and this is Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.